birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.
Welcome to If Nothing Changes, Nothing Changes, Life Coaching with Deidre. I'm Deidre, your host, coming to you live on Inner Light Radio, broadcasting straight out of Richmond, California. Now, I know you could have listened to any of the thousands of podcasts on the radio, internet, or even satellite. So let me start off first for thanking you for picking mine. I am an organic therapist, personal mental trainer, self-esteem booster, good-hearted devil's advocate, relationship guru, archaeologist of the soul, and a boss, all rolled up into one, here to give you my perspective on life by guiding, deepening, and challenging your thoughts while influencing you with innovative, insightful information, not forgetting to motivate, provoke, and influence your actions while empowering, educating, and entertaining you. My show will be talking about life, dreams, relationships, love, happiness, health, wealth, fitness, careers, family, and everything else that goes along with all of that. This month, I'm starting a women's health and wellness series that will go beyond just physical fitness. We want to talk about how physical fitness is going to be the one thing that is going to be able to change how you're doing in your women's wealth. Remember, we started this whole thing by discussing the importance of consistent spa treatments and their importance to women's health and wellness. We acknowledge vagina health and cannabis healing, and we even discuss how sound therapy was good for our women wellness. This time, we are going to be talking about physical fitness, and we want to talk about how exercise and stretching can be used as mental wellness therapy. The connection between exercise and mental well-being has become increasingly obvious as research on the subject grows. Unfortunately, most mental health counseling programs don't cover the topic, and as few as 10% of psychotherapists talk to their clients about exercise. Exercise has a significant positive impact on depression, anxiety, eating disorders, addictions, cognitive functioning, and more. Not only can exercise be used to treat these issues, sometimes as well as traditional therapy or medication, but it also works as a preventive measure. Exercise increases brain volume and blood flow, which improves neural functioning. The psychological impacts of exercise include heightened self-esteem, the interruption of negative thoughts, and an increase in healthy social contact. Together, these changes, paired with the gradual improvements to physical health, will vastly improve overall quality of life. While exercise is well recognized as beneficial to mood and health, it is often overlooked in the initial management of these conditions. And all modes of exercise are effective in reducing depression and anxiety symptoms. Regardless of strength-based movement or mind-body practices like yoga and tai chi or exercise with aerobics or mixed mode exercises, which include both aerobic and resistance training, anything that you do, any type of exercise is effective in improving negative emotions and health distress. So exercise should be given consideration as medications and therapy for improving health outcomes. Stretch therapy has roots in various ancient practices and has evolved significantly over time. Stretching techniques can be traced back to ancient civilizations, including the Egyptians and Greeks, who recognized the benefits of flexibility and mobility for physical performance and health. In recent decades, stretch therapy has gained popularity as a holistic approach to wellness, integrating elements with yoga, Pilates, and physical therapy. It focuses on improving flexibility, reducing muscle tension, promoting relaxation, and reducing stress levels, which automatically improves mental health and overall well-being. Today's work environment often includes long hours of sitting, whether at a desk, in a car, or on a couch. Over time, this sedentary behavior leads to tight muscles, poor posture, and decreased mobility. When our muscles are too tight, it can lead to discomfort and even headaches. But stretch therapy acts as a natural muscle and stress reliever by releasing built-up tension and encouraging relaxation through deep breathing and controlled movements. This promotes a sense of calm, improving mental focus, and overall well-being. But my guest today knows way more than me. This queen is a mother, wife, personal fitness trainer, and owner of Empower Her Gym, a space built for women where strength meets sisterhood. Her gym is grounded in the belief that movement is medicine and community is power. Her mission is to help women reclaim their strength physically, mentally, and emotionally. She aims to empower women through movement, mindset, and community. I've been to her classes. When this queen says, "Together we rise, together we sweat, and together we empower her," she ain't lying. Queen T, welcome to the program.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
You have helped. I've had you talk to some of my parent groups before, girl. I told them that you was coming back. So you got a whole bunch of parents that are listening to you, a whole bunch of mamas that are trying to get together before Thanksgiving. I told everybody, stop waiting for January 1st. Get that body together right now. And girl, if anybody got snatched body, nigga, it's you. Okay. You know, you got it going on. So I've done sent them pictures. I was like, I want you to see, girl, when you were on that pillar. Oh, God, that's my favorite shot. I love it when you were on that. Girl, you know I'm your biggest fan, so stop playing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Look, hype me up.
So we about to start eating, girl. This is a holiday season, okay? So we gotta start doing some things. And so I really want to appreciate you for, again, taking the time to being on here and coming in and educating us. So I got my pen and pencil ready because I'm going to be taking notes myself.
I told my parents
to take some notes, so we ready. So
yes.
Let's start off with the first one, an easy question, we're hoping. Tell us, what's the difference? Because I feel like we eat so bad now that everybody feels like when you eat right, that you're dieting.
Right.
That's not really, that's just healthy eating. What's the difference between dieting and healthy eating?
So let's talk about that. Because first of all, we've always been eating bad. You know, I think about all the Sunday dinners I grew up, you know, attending with my grandparents and, you know, all the good food and how much I love that food. I really, truly do. But at the same time, like the difference between dieting and healthy eating, dieting is usually restrictive. So somebody's like trying to stay low calories or not trying to eat any carbs. Dieting is usually like a short period of time. Like, oh, I'm just trying to lose a couple pounds for this trip, or my birthday's coming up, or, you know, so they come up with some sort of restrictive plan to try to follow for a short period of time to try to reach a certain result. So that's kind of like what dieting is. Healthy eating is basically your diet overall. So what I tell people is like, I don't diet. My diet is how I eat. Your diet is how you eat. So whatever you're consuming daily, whether it's processed foods, healthy foods, all of those things, everything is a part of your diet. And I think it's best for us to get out of that mindset. Like, we need to eat a certain way for a certain period of time to reach a certain result. Because when we do that and it all comes back, or we go back to eating unhealthy or whatever we were doing before, then we're disappointed. We start all over again. We're, you know, discouraged and all of those things. So, you know, just remembering like to eat mostly like whole foods, like, you know, let's talk about just healthy eating, not dieting. Your diet is how you eat. So let's just talk about healthy eating. And you really want to focus on like eating like mostly like lean protein, veggies, fruits, whole grains, healthy fats like avocado. You want to prioritize protein to support like your muscle growth and to keep you full. Sometimes we don't eat enough protein, and so it causes us to feel hungry more often. Staying hydrated is a big thing. Drink your water. Because a lot of the times we think we're hungry, but we're just dehydrated. So that's another thing that people don't realize. It's like a little hack. And then maybe like for me, I like to follow the 80-20 rule where it's like, 80% of my diet is fairly healthy, but I do believe in balance. I am not going to sit on here and tell no stories. So, you know, but in allowing yourself every once in a while to enjoy those things that you love, but remembering like, you know, you can't stay there. You can't eat the cake every day. You can't eat the candy every day, you know, but basically just eat consistently too. Like some people think like, if I don't eat, that's how I lose weight. Like, you know, a lot of my clients, they'll come and we're talking and they're like, but I barely eat. Well, that's the that's probably the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, you have mm-hmm. to eat. You have to eat. When we don't eat, our metabolism slows down. So we have to remember that eating 5 small meals a day is like really the best thing to do, but it's hard for a lot of people when you're busy. So trying to find some time to meal prep or coming up with some sort of plan. You just have to have a plan, basically.
Girl, my phone done lit up when you said the 80-20 rule so that they can cheat, have some cheat days, okay? So everybody is all like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. So they are definitely agreeing with that statement right there.
I mean, because I'm, you know, I don't eat a lot of candy, but I do like cookies and stuff too. So I have to have that stuff in moderation. You know, it's just, I'm not even going to sit up here and act like I just eat out the garden every day. Okay. You know.
Not out the garden. I love it.
Yes, we started a garden. So, you know, we've been eating our salads out the garden.
I heard that. So what do people who need to lose a large amount of weight, 50 pounds or more, and, mm-hmm. you know, let's say, you know, people are in their 40s and 60s now and they trying to, you know, get healthy. Is there what's the best way, I guess they want to know, we all want to know, of to reach our weight loss goals when you have that much weight to lose? You know what I'm saying?
The main thing is definitely going to be the nutrition first. Okay. That saying you can't out train a bad diet is like so true when you're trying to reach a certain goal. Like if you've already been working out and, you know, you eat a little bit unhealthy or whatever, and you don't have these bigger goals that you're trying to reach, it's different. But when you're like literally trying to reach a certain goal, especially as we age, it gets a little harder for us to lose weight. Cortisone levels be high and all of those things. So you have to remember, like, focusing on your nutrition is going to be key. So you cannot come up with excuses for those. You have to figure out the time to meal prep, find meal replacements, you know, things that are healthier for you. Like if you don't have time for breakfast, I like to use Herbalife because those meal replacement shakes, they have all the nutrients and vitamins in it that you truly need. And you can drink those on the go. So finding ways to kind of make it convenient for you so that you are keeping up with your nutrition, like staying high on your protein, portion control. Some people don't eat all day and then at night their plate is enough to feed 2 people. Like, you know, so remembering like you have to eat throughout the day. Do not eat and then try to eat this big old meal at night, because that's also not good for you. After you focus on nutrition, we want to incorporate our exercise and stuff. Some people cannot do both. I've had some clients that are like, I'm going to start off just focusing on my nutrition. And then once I kind of get that down, maybe after a few weeks, I'll start incorporating exercise and strength training, which I'm totally okay with that. Because sometimes, like I said, some people have a hard time trying to navigate both at the same time. But strength training is going to be so important because it helps build your muscle. It helps speed up your metabolism. And if we're talking about as we age, you know, your bones start to lose strength in them. And how you keep that is by lifting weights. Sometimes we think, oh, it's going to make me look bulky, or I'm going to look like a man or whatever. But it's like, no, sis, as we get older, you know, things start to happen with our bones. They start to lose strength, you know. And so the way you keep them strong is by lifting weights. And you don't have to do anything crazy. You don't have to be in the gym curling 60 pounds and things like that. 5-10 pound weights, you know, just to incorporate some sort of strength training. And then some cardio, you know. I would not say just do straight cardio. Some people are those type of people who, since they're afraid of the weights or they don't really know what to do, they tend to lean towards cardio, especially women. We love to go get on the treadmill or an elliptical or a bike. You know, we'll get in the gym, but we stand right at them cardio machines. And that's good if you're talking about your heart health and things like that. We definitely need to be focused on those things too. But you don't want to just do cardio. You have to incorporate the strength training. And that's about it. Just focusing on the nutrition is going to be the biggest goal. You could lose a lot of weight without exercise if you eat right, if you cut out all the bad stuff. And you might have to be restricted for a little while. When you have bigger goals, I tell people, like, you know, you're trying to lose 50 or more pounds. You may have to be restricted for the first 30, 60, 90 days, you know, where you're not eating the cakes and the chips and drinking the sugary drinks and things like that. If you want to see some big, like a big progress. But on top of that too, like, I also tell people, like, it's the mindset. Like, you know, we talk about the to-dos as far as like the nutrition, the strength training and all of those things. But let's talk about just getting the mind right, because people get discouraged really quickly when they don't see results in a day.
Why are you calling me out? Okay.
People, I mean, you know, we live in America. We want everything right now. And you know, so it's like, first, and also starting with your mind, like your mindset, like telling yourself, like, okay, I have a big goal. It's not going to happen overnight, but as long as I stay consistent and do what I'm supposed to do, it is going to come together. And then also thinking about it like as a lifestyle, like, you know, maybe you just want to lose 50 pounds, but then what? Once you reach that 50, then what, you know? And so for me, fitness is my life. Like, it's literally my lifeline. I don't care if I get down to the smallest weight ever, I'm still going to continue working out. And so just remembering that there has to be the mindset has to be right, but you can do all of it.
What's the easiest exercise? If I'm just like the laziest person in the world, all right, and I just want to just start doing just a little bit, what's the easiest exercise I can do to help me lose some weight?
Walking. People literally underestimate the power of walking. I watched my godmother lose so much weight just from walking 2 to 3 miles a day. And I mean, it was amazing. Like, I'm sitting there like, wow, but walking is free. It is low impact. You know, 30 to 45 minutes of brisk walking a day, all of that stuff adds up. And then when you start incorporating just some weights and, you know, the strength training, that takes the results to a whole nother level. But walking is very much so underestimated. And, you know, we all probably need to do a little bit more than that. People be like 10,000 steps a day. I'm with that.
Okay. What are some things we should not do when we trying to lose weight? Because I, you know, I think sometimes we feel like if I just do, you know, like you say, the cardio, if I just do so and so, but we got to be doing some more than that. What are some things that biggest mistakes that you see people make when they're trying to lose weight?
One of them I touched on already. It's the I barely eat. Or I'm just not going to eat. I'll just eat one meal a day. You cannot starve yourself. It slows down your metabolism, and that makes it harder for you to lose the weight. So you skipping meals should just be completely out of the question. I would not only do cardio, like I said, I kind of touched on that before, because we need our muscles and our bones to stay strong as well, you know. And so incorporating that into your plan, don't just only do cardio, add some strength training. I would not compare myself to other people. That's the big thing people do. You know, we get on social media, we live in such a visual world now with social media. So people get on there and they see, you know, people at a certain level and feel like they should be there too. So the not comparing yourself is like a big thing. Just trust your own process and follow your own journey. I would not rely on quick fixes. I fell victim in this industry. I've been doing it for 12 years. So I've experienced everything, the weight loss teas, the this and this, you know, and the truth of the matter is, don't rely heavily on those things. Detoxing your body is obviously very good for you. You know, but like waist trainers and quick fixes that people try to rely on, like I would not even go towards any of those. If you want to detox every once in a while, cool. But like drinking a detox tea every day for a month is like so bad for us. but people were pushing it, especially mm-hmm. like when certain brands came out, people were pushing it. You know, and also don't get discouraged with the scale. Your body could very much be changing because you could be building muscle and losing fat. And so you might step on the scale and the number may not change. And so for some people, that is discouraging. I say take pictures, follow your journey in pictures. I like to take a lot of pictures and I will wear the same thing in each picture because then you can really tell how your body's changing in that particular outfit or whatever workout outfit you had on. So, you know, just don't be so caught up in like I said, trying to get the fast results, you know, so don't starve yourself, add some strength training. Don't only do cardio. Don't compare yourself to other people. Don't rely on quick fixes. Just do the work and, you know, don't get discouraged by the number on the scale.
I'm glad you said something about them waist trainers because, girl, if I see somebody else come to my parenting class and feel like just because she got that waist trainer on and, girl, we sitting up in here eating some cookies and stuff, okay, in the classroom, that is really helping her. I hope she listening, okay, and she know who I'm talking about. So thank you, Queen. I didn't even have to get that out of you. You just put that one in there.
You know, I didn't fell victim to putting on a waist trainer myself. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't try it all, so I could tell you from experience, nothing has worked better than me cleaning up my diet and doing the work. That's it.
So when we're talking about diet, because of course how we cook is going to affect our family. Mm-hmm. So and not only how we cook, but also how we talk. And I feel like this is so major because there will be some times that we are saying jokes or we are, you know, saying some flippant remarks about someone's body or, you know, body shaming and something. Our children hear that. You know what I mean? And when it's coming from us, it's a whole totally different thing because it's, you know, it's just like, wow, is that how you really feel? But for some reason we act like, you know, well, if my child's in that situation, it doesn't count. But they've already heard you talk about somebody else who almost looks just like them, you know, weight right. size. And now right. you up there talking about, well, now you're beautiful, you're perfect, you're great. So how does our talk and our information that we give our kids about body images affect our children?
Ooh, the children, baby. This is my along with the mamas, the children is my soft spot. Because first, let me just say that I did not have anybody in my life growing up that I saw into fitness or eating healthy or any of those things. I didn't have any good examples of that stuff growing up. And so it has been very important for me to teach my children that their health, fitness and exercise is very normal. You know, that hashtag that was like Black women don't work out or Black people don't work out. That's because people really think we don't work out. Like, you know, and so it has been so important for me to teach my children how important it is to care about your health and how movement is really, really good for us. You could watch my videos and check me out. You'll see my daughter in my videos exercising with me. You'll see me and my son in the gym together. He's an athlete. You know, I feel so empowered when I work out with my 17-year-old son, who's a football player, and I can keep up with him, you know, things like that. And so I always am positive when it comes to like talking about different body shapes and sizes around my children, just because I don't want them to develop any sort of like hatefulness towards people that they see, even if their bodies are not like other people's, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that they understand that beautiful is beautiful all across the board. And just, you know, watching what we teach our children, because it is a very known fact that they will do what you do more than what you say to do. Like, you can be like, go do this. And they like, but you're doing the whole opposite of that. Like, you know, so mm-hmm. just making sure that, you know, we're leading by example and that, you know, we're just showing them and letting them know, like, you know, And beautiful people come in all different shapes, sizes, you know, all, and don't be, don't be confused by the person who may be a little bit bigger than you, because I've seen some people who you would think would not be in shape and they getting it, all right, like getting it, and you know, you underestimating them, they running on the treadmill faster than you, you catching your breath and you the smaller one, like, you know, so it's yes. Like at the end of the day, I just try to make sure that my children understand that all people are beautiful, but I do also try to make sure that they understand that you're, you know, being fit does have it does say something about you. It says that you take care of yourself. It says that you know, you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying? It kind of gives that like, oh yeah, like, you know, she must work out. She really doing something, or he, or, you know, whatever. So just making sure that I'm staying positive with my children. We don't do the body shaming at all. Like, we don't do that over here. You know, we, and so that they in turn don't do that. And when they hear people say stuff like, oh, like the F word, you know, F-A-T, mm-hmm. like, you know, they're like, oh my goodness. Like, why would they say that about that person? That is so mean. You know, my yes. daughter, especially, like, she don't play. Mm-hmm. She's not play. Like, you could hurt somebody feeling saying stuff like that. So, you know, I just try to make sure I teach them that beautiful people do come in all different shapes and sizes, but we do have to care about our health, and exercise is very normal in my family.
And I'm glad that you were, kind of brought up about our history a little bit, because I think a lot of us are in that same situation as you, you know, we didn't come from, you know, my mother felt like, you know, how she worked at work, you know, just being physical at work was, you know, enough exercise for her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we just don't come from seeing anybody actually, you know, like I say, putting on some gym clothes and doing something, mm-hmm. you know, and we, mm-hmm. like you say, we all come from gravy, grease, fried chicken, you know, just all of that is normal stuff. Staples in our food. So again, you know, if we had a salad, that was a little bitty piece of lettuce with, you know, just that little bit of Thousand Island on it, and that was, you know, that was it.
Come and on, so, we I mean, listen, all I'm talking about, not enough vegetables going exactly. around. Okay. And if the vegetables were going around, they were cooked in all the butter you could think of.
Yes, yes. Know? And we come from generations of cleaning your plate and, you know, making sure you don't waste any food after they have already piled your food up on the thing. You didn't waste food in our house, you know. Exactly. So you're right. We do have generations of habits that we need to change. And I'm glad that, you know, you have given us some examples on what we can do with our babies, how we can talk to our babies and influence our babies so that they get healthier. They start off earlier. You know what I mean? It'll be their normality instead of them trying to change habits like we're trying to do. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just making sure that you are talking, you know, positive self-talk about yourself. My children have watched me fluctuate. You know, even though I've worked out all these years, I've gone up and down in weight, body has changed, all of those things. And I make sure that my children understand that I love my body no matter what it looks like, because I know that I'm doing the work behind, well, you know, whatever. Maybe I put on a couple pounds. Sometimes as you age, that starts to happen. So then you have to change your routine up, or you have to do something a little bit different. And so I just make sure my children understand that I love every curve, every this, every that. Okay. Wherever it comes, however it comes. But if it's something that I don't like, I am going to do the work to make sure I change it.
Well, girl, I can't imagine you doing any work to change anything now. Cause girl, again, you are so perfectly built. I just love when you are in your classes and you act like it ain't nothing. Man, we all up there trying to get that stomach. We trying to get them legs, and you just like, come on, ladies, come on. Be like, girl, you see we trying to be like you. Okay, stop playing.
I listen. Everybody has always been like, your legs, your legs, your legs. And I'm like, ooh, I built those in the gym, baby.
Well, we gonna take after you for sure, because just like we're saying, you glow a little bit. There's something about you. I know if I can put on a pair of pants, and I have just a little bit of a pool, or, you know, just a little bit of extra room in them, girl, I can't stop talking enough to my husband about, look at my pants, look at my pants, look at my pants. What are some of the ways that your clients have told you how losing weight and just maintaining a healthy lifestyle has actually changed their life?
A lot of them, you know, first of all, once they start seeing results, it's like the light bulb goes off, like, oh, this actually works. Like, if I follow the plan, this actually works. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm always getting text messages. Oh my gosh, these pants I couldn't fit. you know, 5 weeks ago, they fit now, or I have extra room in this, or, you know, things like that. They also talk about like how their mental health has changed. Like, I'm more happier, I'm getting more rest, because people don't realize, like, if you work out, it does help you sleep better, you know, things like that. So just hearing the different like results that my clients get to, because sometimes you go into it and you're only looking for like physical results, and you don't realize that like your mental health is actually a result, or just the motivation or discipline or consistency you start to develop are also results. You know what I'm saying?
And yes. So
once they start experiencing the overall, you know, like a holistic wellness overall, it's like, okay, I might not be losing quickly or whatever, but I feel better. I'm happier. I want to be around people now. Or, you know, I just enjoy coming to the classes because of the community and, you know, things like that. So for me, it's like they come with me with all these different things that just simply taking that leap to start exercising and eating right and following the plan and joining me has changed their overall, you know, life. And for me, that's like the big goal right there. Like, I want us all to look good and fit, but that stuff comes. It comes. Science says if you eat right and you work out, your body's going to change. That's just going to happen. But when they start feeling better just about themselves, about life, and they could accomplish anything, something about fitness and working out be making you feel like you could just conquer the world.
Yes.
And when my clients start to get that feeling, I feel like I'm doing my job for real. Because yes, I do want to see you look fit, but you know, I started working out because I needed some sort of outlet because I was going through a depression. And so for me, the body changing, it happened, but I noticed how I felt mentally first. So when my clients are hitting me with the mental changes that they're going through, that's what lights me up, you know, more than anything. So
I love that, because I always tell my clients, you know, it's going to come with part of your homework assignments with me, is that you have to, you know, I encourage them, just work out for energy, right? Mm-hmm. If your body mm-hmm. changes, that's a bonus, but you're mm-hmm. really working out for energy, because mm-hmm. once everything, you know, you're working with me on your issues, and then you've got the energy, you need the energy for your new life. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I mean? That's the part that goes. I don't want you to sit here now that you didn't, you know, did all this inner work and now, you know, this outer work, and now you're tired. Girl, please right. go. You better go live life. Okay. So you right. gotta exercise. That energy that it brings is phenomenal. And yes. I think that, you know, I love the way that you put it, that a lot of people don't associate that all this other stuff is happening because of the exercising.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't think sometimes they always put it together. Mm-hmm. And that exercise, it is impactful. Mm-hmm. I know that I've heard you, tell your story about how stretching was such a positive impact on your life. And you literally changed some of my parents' lives with this story. Can you share your story about the stretching and how it brought you out of depression and some of the other positive impacts that it had, which just such a small movement?
Right. So for me, like for years, I just went in the gym and I just worked out. Like, I didn't think about the recovery aspect or like how my body would change in 10 years and certain movements wouldn't feel the same. I just went in the gym, hit the weights hard, didn't stretch, didn't have any recovery plans or anything. But you know, when you know better, you do better, right? So like, as I started to do some more research, because it's like, okay, I'm sore, but I'm extra, extra sore. You know, so I need to come up with something else. On top of the fact, like I said, I was definitely fighting a hard depression. It had been a battle for like 5 years. Mm. And so when I started not only exercising, but when I incorporated like stretching, it helped me kind of reconnect and realign with just my soul purpose. Like, something about just calmness, like, you know, working out where you're not lifting heavy weights, which sometimes could be chaotic, but you're just kind of sitting there, you're stretching, you're literally like in your mind, you're meditating, you're deep breathing, all of those things, you know, and that's more like yoga. Like, the, you know, stretching is just a movement to lengthen your muscles, right? But like, yoga is like the stretching, the deep breathing, the meditation, the real reconnecting and aligning your mental health and all of those things. So for me, stretching became so powerful because once I started doing it, it allowed me to be still and think and process some stuff and, you know, and kind of like tell myself that I was strong and that I can do this and, you know, and I'm preparing my body for the next weightlifting session or recovering from the previous weightlifting session and all of those things. Literally, it's an overall impact. You have to have it all. Like you have to, you know, in some way you have to incorporate it all. So I do a full on stretch class now. With the candles and we meditate, we do all those things, because I really believe in like realigning yourself, especially like on a weekly basis, you got to kind of sit down and be still. So every workout does not need to be the, you know, I'm squatting and I'm lunging and all of those things. Sometimes just a slow, steady movement, lengthening your muscles, recovery, you know, preparation, all of those things can really do so much work for our mental health. And every time somebody comes to my stretch class, they're like, I didn't even know I needed this, you know, because yes. It's so much more than just stretching, you know. And so I personally encourage everybody, like, even if you're not really into working out, but if you can develop some sort of stretch routine on a weekly basis before bed, first thing in the morning, you know, it will definitely do some major changes to your mental health. Absolutely.
I love that you're talking about, you know, like having that the environment, you know, of even kind of changing it up a little bit from the normal type of exercise environment to candles and just slowing it down and bringing it down. And you're right. That's really basically what I have. I didn't used to do a lot of stretching actually until I met you, and you make so such a big deal about it at the end of the classes, because usually I just go on and roll my little stuff up and cut out and be like, I'll stretch at home. But you
listen.
Know, okay, but you really don't allow that to happen. Okay,
I don't. And if you come to my class, there's a whole there's about a 10-minute, probably not 10, maybe about 8. But it's a full on stretch routine after each workout. You are not going to leave up out of here without the full package.
And
period.
You lying. And I remember the first one, I was thinking like, God Lord, is she ever going to stop with this
stretch?
She already done worked this to the core. Now she up here just twisting my body. But I think like it had to take like maybe like the third or fourth one where I was just like, this is just like you say, it's just what I need. Because by the time I got back into the car, I felt brand new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. I felt like my body had gone through the whole thing. Like you done, you know, took us through the ringer, but then you massaged us back to
hell. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what it kind of felt like, because yes. It was like, it wasn't no joke. So them stretches, girl, you literally have turned my life around with those stretches. And even now at home, I do them way more than I want to, or than I ever have before. Because girl, we were talking about this in one of my parenting classes, and I had one of my parents tell me that she had started stretching in the bathroom. Tub when she takes her shower and stuff. She was like, I just go in there. I love it too, girl, because I was like, really? She was like, you have that water on you and you hit that hose and it is just going, water's running down your body. She was like, girl, you will love it. And she ain't lying. So stretching has really, I'm thanking you for any of that. What stretches is the most effective, if there are any, that we can just do, especially if you're like a beginner and you really haven't done anything? And is there anything that, you know, we can do to make it easier on us? You know, do we have to touch our toes, or when do you know when to stop? What's the best way? Give us some stretching advice, Queen.
So there are two main types of stretching that people do. There's dynamic stretching, which you're like moving. So like arm circles, or, you know, like a lunge, or, you know, things like that, where you're moving your body as you're stretching. And then there's static stretching, where you're holding the stretch, like touching your toes, you know, without the movements. And honestly, it just depends on what you're doing. Like some people like dynamic stretching before a workout, like as a warm up, because it's really good for like preventing injuries. And then some people like static stretching, like after your workouts, because it's better to like heal your muscles. It reduces tightness. It increases your flexibility. So it helps with like form and stuff. Stretching alone will not help you lose weight, though. I want to make sure we understand that. Like, but it's definitely beneficial for like moving your body better, faster recovery, reduces pain. And so my advice is figure out what works for you. When it comes to the stretching, maybe come up with a plan. Like in the morning, you'll do some dynamic stretching, which is kind of like working out, arm circles, hip rotations, things like that. And then maybe before you go to bed, you do the static stretching where you're touching your toes and, you know, things like that. There is no wrong stretch. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just want to move our bodies and we want to make sure that we understand that, like, the more we stretch, because that's another thing too. Like, as you get older, you start to lose stuff. I had a client, that, like, she was older and she could not tilt her head all the way back anymore. And so she would say, like, oh, when she drank water out of like a bottle or something like that, she would have to use a straw because she wouldn't be able to get the end because she can't tilt her head back. So like in all my classes, we like literally roll our neck as a part of our stretch routine. We roll our wrists, we roll our ankles, you know, things like that to keep our, you know, keep our bones strong. You have to move and focus on those areas with intention. And sometimes people don't realize, like, you can lose it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you people don't think, like, I might not be able to turn my neck. It reminds me also of my great grandfather. Like, we used to drive and he would get over and I would be like, Grandpa, you did not look over your shoulder. He looked, because I can't turn my neck, you know? And so things like that starts to happen as we age. So just stretching in general is so good for keeping our body going longer. You know what I'm saying? It just is very important for us to, it's imperative that we do it. And because at some point you might not be able to tie a shoe if you don't figure out, you know, yes, and touching your toes. When you should stop is like, okay, when it hurts so bad, you know what I'm saying? Like if you're touching your toes and there's a point where the pain is like, oh, I cannot go no further. That's fine. That's where you are as far as range of motion, but that muscles can be lengthened. So the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. And it doesn't matter when you start or how old we are or none of those things. Like if you start stretching, you can work on flexibility. You can work on mobility. And, you know, and the thing is, start now. You know what I'm saying? Start now. But once you start doing it, like maybe today you won't be able to touch your toes, but in 2 weeks you will be able to. When people come to my stretch classes, just in the matter of, so we'll do a certain amount of stretches and a certain amount of rounds, right? In my classes, the first round of stretches, I'll notice people are having trouble getting to like their full range of motion, or their full range is limited at that point. By the time we reach like the fifth round, they are doing things that they thought they couldn't do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because yes, repetition is so important. So there is no wrong way to stretch. You know, if you want the dynamic stretches, the static stretching, you know, just coming up with some routine and just like I said, getting to that mindset where this is my calmness. This is where I'm being still. I am moving and I am working my body. However, I am realigning myself and I'm just going to sit here and do this work. And come to one of my stretch classes. That's what
definitely,
you should do.
Definitely, girl. You wait. The way you got it, girl, it already got me all juiced up about it. Like, I'm about to have a whole experience in the class.
Yeah, I do a stretch class on Sundays at 8:30 in the morning. It is kind of early, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
So I want to... when it comes to stretching, I got a couple of text messages real quick that I want to get to because we still got some other areas that I want to cover. Okay. But they, one question is it too early to introduce kids into stretching, and can we get our grandmamas to do it too?
Definitely. I mean, no, never too early. Get the kids stretching now. Let me tell you why. Kids are so flexible. They are so flexible, and we should be as flexible as our children. And if somebody would have taught us how to stretch and what to do as we age, and we would have kept being able to do that, we would still be flexible like babies. Babies' legs open. They, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Things that, and then as you get old, your muscles get restricted and all of those things. That's because we don't focus on the mobility portion or being able to move our bodies. Stretch those babies out. Please, okay, get the kids stretching, because if you teach them that now, you know, once, you know, some of the things you might Like, just for example, touching your toes. Like, you know, for older people, that can be tough because you don't do it, you know? Mm-hmm. A kid has just been right over, like, what? Laugh at you and everything while you trying to do it, and they can do it better than you. So if you want them to keep it, definitely stretch them out. Let them stretch with you. You know, my daughter now, sometimes she'll come up with her own stretch routine.
Okay.
And she'll be like, can we do my routine? Sure, baby. What you got for us today? You know, and so they start coming up with their own stuff that they like. And it's actually very, intriguing to watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, when my daughter comes up with routines, like full on stretch routines, I'm sitting there like, I'm amazed, because I know that, like, she's watching me do it, and that's where she's getting it from. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And so it's just amazing to watch things come full circle. So if you are stretching, if you are working out, figure out a way to incorporate your children. That's why I let the children come to my gym. Most of my clients are mamas. We don't have no excuses. The babies come, they work out with us. If they want to just go play, like, outside the gym, they'll go play. Sometimes my son will come and play with them outside, or one of my clients have an older kid, they'll come and watch the little kids so we all can keep getting it in. So there's literally no excuses. I actually like the kids in the gym because then they see us working out and we're modeling something, or they see us stretching, and, you know, and they know, they understand what we're doing, you know, just trying to have a positive impact on them, basically. And then the grandmama.
Okay. Bring it in.
Yes, please. You know, now, so if they have not stretched or have not been working out or anything previously, there will be some limitations, right? So you have to figure out those limitations, which that's probably where a professional might come in, or where you may have to find you a YouTube channel, you know, for older people that kind of demonstrate what looks good for them to be able to do. But please get the grandmama stretching. You know what I'm saying? Because you can literally reverse some things. You can add longevity to their life in such a beautiful way if you get them moving too. So yes, everybody, the whole family needs to move.
And speaking of the whole family, okay, I don't think, when I told every parent that you were coming on to the show today, every mom, every person that is in a relationship, I should say, it didn't even have to be a mom, wants to know how we can help our men when them dad bods. Girl, how can we help them get rid of them guts? They looking more pregnant than we are sometimes.
Ooh, and the cool part about this is the men can get in the gym. Their bodies are different. The makeup, you know, is different. They can literally get in the gym and get results in 2 weeks that take us 6 months. Like, it's so crazy how fast a man's body will change if they eat right and get their butts in the gym. I don't particularly train men, at least not right now. My focus is always on the women, the moms. I just have a soft spot for us. At the same time, though, their rules are the same as ours. You got to focus on your nutrition. You have to prioritize your protein. Lay off the alcohol, the late night snacking, whatever, you know, incorporate some strength training. You know, maybe just they start off slow and do some walking 20, 30 minutes a day. You know, and people don't realize how much lack of sleep and stress impacts our fitness, our health, and our results. So, I don't know about all the men, but I know most of the men that I'm around, they stress a lot. They worried about protecting, providing, and, you know, all of these things that they have going on. And then, not that we don't stress too, but you know what I'm saying? Theirs look a little different. And so sometimes realizing that stress is keeping that belly big, you know, not getting a lot of sleep. When we stress a lot and we have lack of sleep, our cortisol levels are extremely high. It's like, that's called your stress hormone. They get really high. And when they're really high, it really impacts our bellies, which is crazy. It makes this so, like, even in women, like, if we stress a lot, you're like, oh, I'm bloated and all of those things. Literally, the cortisol levels are so high that it impacts our belly fat. And people don't be knowing that. Okay, yes.
Look.
So you gotta release the stress. That's why the stretching and the meditation and taking a little bit of time out, you know, is gonna be really good for your mental health, because we have to reduce the stress and we have to get sleep. So that's what I try to tell my husband, because he'll do a lot of stressing and he doesn't get enough sleep. And so sometimes that impacts his results and what he's trying to accomplish when he is in the gym.
Got you. One of my parents texted me. She was like, "You had me at slap the alcohol out of their hand." I didn't hear you say that exactly, but that's funny that's how she heard it. So that's hilarious. So I do want, before we got to go for the weekend, Queen, I do want to talk to you about being an entrepreneur, being a mompreneur. Okay. That's what they call them now, because you are raising kids, you got a wife, and you running a business. Can you kind of tell us, because how you, what's been your journey?
So let me just start off by saying, when I first started working out, it was because I was battling a depression. Okay. I went through a depression for 5 years. I didn't really know what it was at first. It was one of those things that, like, as I just started kind of trying to zone in on what was going on, because I was drinking and partying and all of those things. And that was me just trying to mask the pain of whatever it was I was going through. And so I started working out as an outlet. I didn't want to take medication. It was getting really bad. Anxiety was getting really high. I was like trying to be stuck in the room. So anyway, I didn't want to be that person anymore. And I had my son was 5, because I literally went through a postpartum depression for 5 years, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. And he was 5, and I felt like my parenting sucked. Like, I literally was not focused on being a good mom because I was going through so much. So I had to figure out what do I need to do? You know what I'm saying? Because what I'm going through and how I'm feeling is affecting my child, and I'm not feeling like a good parent right now. So I need to make some changes. And I started exercising. I had also put on a little bit of weight. Like, I had got up to like 175 pounds, which was like crazy for me. Because I was like 110 all through high school, like, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I wanted to feel better. So I started working out, because I did a little research and I started figuring out, like, oh, exercise releases endorphins and can make you happy and make you feel better. So I started working out, right? And I started working out, and I started using the Herbalife products, which is something that I truly believe in, because they are one of those companies that really focuses on nutrition more so than just like a quick fix. But I started using Herbalife products. I lost like 26 pounds in the first 6 weeks. But then within like 90 days, I just felt better. Like, it was like a light bulb had went off, like, like, you know, and I was like, oh my God, like, I started wanting to do stuff and be outside. And then my body started changing even more. Like, the muscle started coming, and I was like, whoa. And that was stuff that I really didn't even pay attention to, because my mental health started to feel so much better that I didn't pay attention to, like, my body changing. It was people kind of telling me, like, whoa, look at your arms, look at your, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, kind of like. So anyway, I had decided at that moment that I felt good, I was starting to look good, and that if I could help other moms specifically feel good about themselves and be better parents for their children, then I had literally served my life purpose. And so I decided to become a personal trainer. That was like the first step in this journey. And I've been here 12 years, and December 19th will be 12 years that I've been a personal trainer, and I've been out in the field changing lives, making differences. And because it's my purpose, it doesn't feel like work. So yes, I'm a wife. I have kids who play sports at a high level. But that also literally tied into my purpose, because when my kids have tournaments in Florida or wherever, I get to go be a part of those without having to be like, oh, I'm going to have to go to work, you know. And everybody that I've attracted into my life, they understand. So when my clients are like, oh, you going out of town for a week. Okay, well, what we doing for that week while you gone? You know, it's one of those things where it's like all of it just, I manifested it, and then it all just literally fell into place, you know, and my family supports me. Because my kids are athletes, and they work out and things like that. And then my husband supports the whole movement. And so, you know, with the family support and all of that, yes, I do stay busy, But I love it. I love it. I would not change my life for anything. The mompreneur grind is for real though. Like now, sometimes I have moments where I'm like, would it have been easier if I just would have went and got a 9 to 5 or, you know, things like that, because I don't stop working. I literally feel like I work 24/7. Like if somebody texts me about joining the gym, you can message me on Instagram at 11:30. If I'm woke at night, I will write you back. Literally, like I don't stop, and I tell myself I need to stop doing that. Like I don't stop. But my family's supporting me and being there for me, and you know they all on the same mission. We're trying to have a chain of gyms as a family. I'm in school right now to become a physical therapist. I'm getting my doctor of physical therapy degree. I actually
congratulations. Want to. Woo! Yes, ma'am.
I actually want to be a pelvic floor physiotherapist. So I also do prenatal and postnatal fitness classes. And I have noticed that within our community, we do not focus on pelvic floor health postpartum. And so I am in school to be a pelvic floor physiotherapist right now. And eventually I will have physical therapy in my gym.
Wow. Girl, tell us a little bit about your gym before we get out of here.
It's called Empower Her Gym. I am located in Pinole. I do like 8 to 10 classes a week right now. The gym is still coming. It's still being put together. So it's not all the way where I want it to be, but we're working on it. It's more like a holistic wellness space than a gym. So when you come in there, like I said, we got the candles, we got plants, we got, you know, it's a whole different vibe than just like a regular gym. But yeah, I have some amazing members who have, you know, helped me build this community, and I am looking for more people to come and join us. So, you know, yeah, you got to come check it out. You got to come check it out. Like when you walk in there, you just feel the healing happening right then, right then. Like, you know,
as soon as you hit that door.
Yes, it's a space where I just feel like you can come in. Yes, we are going to work out, and some workouts are going to be harder than others, but we're healing each other. We're building each other. You know, we're networking. All of those things are happening in this space. So it's definitely not your traditional gym space. It's more like your overall holistic wellness, you know, come get your mind right type space.
Tell us, how can people stay in contact with you, Queen, if they want to be, to get further information?
So I literally run my whole, Instagram based off my business and what I've been doing. So you can follow me on Instagram. It's Get Fit by Tila. The gym has an Instagram. It's Empower Her Gym. It's underscore Empower Her Gym underscore. However, both pages are tied together. I usually do collaborations. So if you follow Get Fit by Tila, or if you follow the gym page, you will see both things on each page. Instagram is like the easiest way to get in contact with me. I have a website that you can go check out. It's www.empowerhergym.com. You can also sign up for classes and stuff on there. However, I usually tell people to reach out to me first. Just send me a DM like on Instagram before you decide to purchase any memberships or anything, just so we can talk. I don't want people just rushing, like, I'll take your money, but I don't want you to rush and do that. Let's talk. Let's put a plan together. Let's make sure that you are signing up for the right program and the right things. And then we'll go ahead and get you signed up. I do allow people to take a class for free. So you can take one free class to kind of see if it's something you want to invest in even further. And yeah, that's the way to get in contact with me. Instagram is the best way.
Got you. I got to let you go. We're about to start this weekend, girl. I am appreciating you so much. You know, I'm still your biggest fan. I'm still watching videos.
You know, I love you.
I still see you doing some stuff. I was like, let me incorporate that in my plan. And so I am always going to be there. I know
thank
that you,
you
have one of the best quarterbacks over in San Francisco. Okay,
yes.
So we're going to throw that out here that he has a successful game tonight.
Yes.
And that you, as always, I know you're the loudest mama out
you
there.
Know
so.
It.
And the most fit. Let's put that in there too. Okay. You probably be out there trying to get some divorces started out there, girl. Make sure you wear a full coat. Okay.
No, so, yeah, it'd be freezing at Kezar. So baby, they play at Kezar and it's so cold out there, baby. You got to have a jacket that go down to your knees or your ankles.
I love it. All right, Queen. Good luck, and I'll be seeing you.
Thank you
soon.
For having me. Yes thank ma'am. You.
Bye bye.
Hi.
All right, you guys, we done took it all the way up to the very last today, so I guess that wraps it up for me today. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We can stay connected on my social media outlets, my Facebook page, If Nothing Changes, Nothing Changes Life Coaching, my Instagram page, at Coach Deidre, and past podcasts can be heard on CoachDeidre.com. So I'll be back with a new show on Friday, November 28th at noon on the one and only Inner Light Radio. I hope you'll tune in again. Until then, I hope you'll be doing more than paying bills and waiting to die. Go live. This is Deidre, your life coach, reminding you, if you want to make a change in your life, do it. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes.